You've tuned in to Naturopathic Earth Radio and Holistic Health News, where you get the latest on medical cover-ups, government malfeasance, toxins being put in our food and home, as well as sound, clean eating principles. We are here to cast a light on what the big sick care industry and its government shills don't want you to know. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now on a long, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth. Here's your host, Gregory Luna.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Gregory Luna. Of course, you can call me Gregory, and welcome back to Naturopathy Earth Radio and Holistic Health News. Holistic Health News. Before we begin talking about more internet menace with the advent of the 5G, the website, of course, is www.naturopathicearth.com. naturopathicearth.com. Please go over there and check out all the articles that we have and the recipes. I recently wrote an article on some of the health effects of cell phones, the blurred vision, the destroying of our retinas, our lack of attention span, of course, the radiation, the EMF, which we'll talk about a little in this episode as well. I also wrote some food recipes. I did one on pumpkin banana cookies. I did one on horchata. I did one on keto hot chocolate. I'm doing all these holiday kind of foods that I'm doing. I did one on churros, the Mexican churros. I've kind of redesigned the website. If you go there recently, you'll see that all the podcasts are on the right, and I have a new pod art on the top, and it's just looking splendid. Also, of course, if you want to help defray the costs of this podcast enterprise, donate some money through Patreon, as much as $5, actually as much as $100 if you'd like to, but $1 a month, $5 a month would be great, be a great way to help us. So just follow the links on the homepage or the links on these episode notes. The other thing that you can do is, of course, buy my ebook, Confessions of an Obese Child. There's a link on it on the homepage and on the notes of this episode. It's only $2.99. You can get it on Barnes & Noble Nook. Or Barnes & Noble, Nook, and Amazon Kindle. So that'd be great. Also, I am a certified paleo-inspired holistic health coach. If you're in the need to lose some weight, I can help you with that, as all most of you know, unless you're new to this podcast stream. I was an overweight young adult for all of my adolescence, and I lost over 100 pounds and kept it off for 25 years. I have a blog series by that name. If you want to find out how I lost the weight, you can go check that out. All right, so before we begin talking about 5G, I do want to mention that, yes, the title of the podcast has changed. So now it's MP Radio and Holistic Health News. And one of the reasons I did this, there's a couple of reasons. So for those of you who've been here since the beginning, since day one, which was in the veritable August year of our Lord, 2017, we used to be Naturopathic Earth Radio, and then we were Naturopathy Earth Radio, and then we were Naturopathy Earth Radio and Cold Hell News, and now we're Naturopathy Earth Radio and Holistic Health News. So clearly, I am an amateur on some of this. And so the reason we changed it is this. A cult, if you're in the medical world, you know that a cult means hidden. But what I didn't really take into account was that most of the people who listen don't know that a cult means hidden. And so they think of the more conventional street colloquial usage of the word occult, which means Luciferian, satanic, Baphomet, Aleister Crowley, magic, that kind of stuff. And I didn't really want to change it, but I felt that it was probably the smartest thing to do in terms of broadening the podcast and in terms of search engine optimization to get rid of that. So now it's Holistic Health News. It's more encompassing. And I also changed the pod art. It used to have that black menacing look. And now it's more of a strange green color. I don't know what kind of green you look at. You tell me, look at the pod art and let me know. Contact me through social media. Let me know what it looks like. But I promise you guys, I promise you, this is the last time I'm changing the name of the podcast. I'm not changing the website. And my handles on social media have changed. Now they're going to be Holistic News Now, at Holistic News Now. If you notice, the voiceover has changed as well. I still have my boy Jay doing it, but he has put in the new handles on Pinterest, which I'm really not on much, Instagram, which I'm on all the time, and Twitter, which I'm on all the time. I'm actually not that on Instagram too much, but I'm definitely on Twitter quite a bit. And the Facebook page is still, if you just go in Naturopathy Earth, and now you'll see Holistic Health News. But if you just type in MP Radio or MP, it'll pop up as my page. And what I always fail to mention is you can always friend me on Facebook. I'm Albert Gregory on Facebook, and you can friend me that way as well. All right, let's get to 5G. Okay, so great compendium episodes to listen to would be episode 80, Steve Jobs didn't allow his kids to use his iPhone technology, which is shocking. Episode 88, I believe, is the episode where the government admits radio frequency waves are damaging to us. And episode 96, are your home devices spying on you? Again, so much uplifting information, right? It's all da-da-da-da-da. So what I wanted to talk about is 5G. Look, I am not the most internet savvy person at all. I couldn't tell you the difference between 3G, 4G, 5G. I mean, I could barely figure out my cellular data and how to turn it on, and I'm definitely not tech savvy. But I do know about the situation with 5G, and it's coming on fast. And so we'll be gleaning off an article from Salon, why public health experts are worried about 5G, the next generation of cell network. Mobile giant Samsung and telecom company Verizon made a joint announcement on Monday, and this was December 4th, that was supposed to be unequivocally exciting news. The blazing fast fifth generation wireless cellular network known as 5G is slated to become more accessible in the United States in the first half of next year. Yet public health experts, professors, and watchdog groups are increasingly concerned about the untested aspects that this next-gen cell network requires, including more cell towers and a constant chorus of high-energy photons streaming through our bodies and dwellings. Yeah, that doesn't sound good. It's a bit of a David and Goliath battle as big telecoms PR and marketing teams have been busy hyping the possibilities of 5G because of all the cha-ching, right? It's always cha-ching and selling convenience to us. While watchdog groups struggle to get funding for even meager studies into potential health effects. So this is Brian Higgins, VP of Wireless Device for Verizon. Quote, 5G will usher in a new era of mobile connectivity, allowing people to connect to data, experiences, and other peoples in ways never thought possible. And I'm sure he's extremely excited about that. Now we're partnering to create a smartphone to put the power of 5G in the palm of your hand while we melt your hand and give you cancer. According to CNET, the benefits of 5G extend beyond cellular technology. The networks will form the foundation of remote surgery, Internet of Things accessories, improved drone capabilities, and more. But some watchdog groups believe the effects of widespread use of mobile 5G need to be better studied before 5G goes mainstream. Yeah, good luck on that. You're going to be slowing down this trillion-dollar industry because you're like, you're like the John the Baptist, a voice crying out in the wilderness. Like, this might not be good for us. Yeah, whatever. There's so much money to be made. They're just going to push through this. And here's one of these watchdog guys. This is Dr. Jerry Phillips, a professor of Department of Chemistry and Biochem at the University of Colorado. And he told Salon, even though the radiation associated with 5G technology hasn't been investigated as extensively as those associated with current cell phone technology, there's a substantial body of literature and evidence to indicate a significant impact of exposure on human health and development. Of concern here are not just the potential effects of 5G association radiation, but what might result from a combined impact of 5G with other sources of non-ionizing radiation in our environment, like radio frequency waves and microwaves. Certainly, a more careful and thorough assessment of the risks to human and environmental health are warranted. Oh, John the Baptist. Here's the issue. So as 5G wireless becomes more popular, more towers to emit the signals will be built to supplement existing cell towers. Now, these little towers are going to be 4 feet tall, and they're going to put them on light posts and traffic signs. And almost like every 50 yards, there's going to be one of these new 5G towers. And this is needed because 5G needs a different type of hardware than 4G, the one we've been on since 2010. The close proximity of said towers is also a cause for concern, according to Sabine El Gamayo, the producer and director of watchdog group Generation Zapped. He says, well, Sabine's probably a girl. I'm very concerned about 5G because 5G's infrastructure requires cell towers to be much closer to each other, thus creating an emitting grid of 24-hour, 7-day-a-week wireless radiation near our homes, she told Salon. Radio frequencies from wireless radiations have been classified as a class 2B carcinogen by the WHO, which is a possible carcinogen. It is not only concerned because it's hazardous to our health, but also raises concerns about privacy and cybersecurity with Internet of Things. We're going to talk about Internet of Things in a second. In 2011, the WHO, their branch, the IARC, which we have several articles on the website about, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, what they classify as class 1, class 2, and so many things in our house and that we eat are class 1. So class 1 is definite links to cancer. Class 2 is possible links to cancer. So go to our search engine and just type in IARC. We have podcasts on the IARC as well, or on episode 60. A lot of articles. So anyways, the WHO classifies electromagnetic radiation as possibly carcinogenic to humans. This classification, according to the original announcement, was based on an increased risk of glioma, which is a type of brain cancer. So the glioma are the supporting cells in the brain. The neurons are like the electrical cells, the ones that are responsible for electrical connectivity. And the glioma are kind of the sidekick cells. However, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention states that, quote, there's no scientific evidence that provides a definite answer to that question. Well, you know, excuse me if I don't believe the CDC. The CDC has been caught with so much corruption. And off the top of my head, I think just all the vaccine controversies. Go back to the episode I did about 7 episodes back on the anti-vax cities, the most common anti-vaccine cities, and we talk about some of the CDC. Also, the episode we have on the flu shot, which is around episode 70, reasons why you shouldn't get the flu shot. We talk about the CDC and its conflict of interests. Some studies have found that there's not an increased risk of cell phone usage with certain types of cancer, but other studies have shown cell phones are associated with increased cancer rates. Yeah, it's tricky. It's very, very tricky. All right, so let's take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about some possible health risks to us if 5G gets fully implemented. Okay, so we're going to continue talking about 5G after that nice bass groove. So 5G. As I mentioned, with 4G, the millimeter waves, the MMWs, really don't travel well through buildings, and they tend to be absorbed by rain and plants. And this interferes with the signal. Added to that, high-frequency waves like MMWs, the millimeter waves, also have a much shorter wavelength that can't travel far. And I can demonstrate this. Like at school, I work at a high school where it's like a fortress. We literally, the campus looks like a penitentiary. And for some reason, like every teacher's phone gets bad reception. And we have Wi-Fi through the school. And of course, a lot of teachers don't get on the guest Wi-Fi or even the teacher Wi-Fi because they don't want the school, you know, watching what they're searching and Googling. But for some reason, all the students, their phones work fine. I just wish it was like we could put some sort of umbrella tent of non-connectivity over the school. But of course, that would get into the future Internet of Things and bring your own device and all these school policies that are trying to actually get the kids more addicted to screens and more and phone issues than before. But the kids have no problem getting connectivity, but we have problems with it with the 4G. So with 5G, to counter that problem of having poor absorption and going through buildings and not traveling well, they're going to utilize smaller cell stations. So what this means is, I mentioned, is like they could be putting wireless antennas on every lamppost, utility pole, home and business throughout entire neighborhoods, towns, and cities. And this brings connectivity. So you're going to have a lot more of these antennas to help out the existing antennas. So we are doubling the group of EMF that we're going to be in already now. So we've talked about the studies. Finding independent studies is very difficult because big telecommunication will fund, just like big pharma. We've talked ad nauseum about big pharma on this podcast stream. So to find an independent study is very difficult because big telecom will fund the studies, and they put so much pressure on the scientists. And a lot of them, they just do it in-house, right? And there's a wink, wink understanding that if there's anything negative, you got to, you know, shred it, obfuscate it, you know, mix it up in esoteric language. But even if they were to outsource it to independent scientists, those independent scientists know that if the studies don't come out the way Verizon wants them to, they're not going to be hired again. So there's a conflict of interest and there's a lot of pressure. But independent studies that have come out from, let's say, universities that haven't been bought up and corrupted yet. So what they're showing is, if we add thousands of more of these little antennas, these radio frequency antennas, some of the possible adverse reactions are going to be melatonin reduction. And again, this not only has to do with the blue light coming from screens, but again, we're going to be gooped in EMF. So go back to that episode on electromagnetic radiation and one of the things that some people have. In that episode, we focused a lot on smart devices. So your smart fridge, the smart electric meter now that you have, all these appliances on the Internet of Things that's coming. Now we're even more gooped at home with all this stuff. And the studies are showing this affects our melatonin, even if you're not looking at a screen, just being gooped in this Wi-Fi. Oxidative damage, a lot more free radical damage to our cells, disruption of cell metabolism, breaking of our DNA. So ionizing radiation, which would be like standard x-rays, and even the sun, that actually breaks the DNA, just shoots the electrons out. Non-ionizing, which is this type of electromagnetic radiation. The best way to explain it is like we are in this all the time. And when this stuff hits you, it kind of shakes your cells on this atomic level, and it shakes the DNA. So the belief, and of course we don't have enough longitudinal studies to check this out, but the belief is like the constant shaking and not disrupting completely like ionizing radiation is causing damage. So I'm going to cover some things very quickly where some of these independent studies coming out of universities are showing that what 5G is going to possibly do to us. So one is the effects on our skin. There's a professor, Dr. Ben Ashayi from Hebrew University over in Israel. And he says that probably 90% of the EMF that's going to be coming from 5G is going to be absorbed into our epidermis and dermis layers, the outermost layers of our skin. And so he's saying that this is going to probably lead to an increase in skin diseases and cancer. Well, of course, you know, he's the crazy quack, right? When Verizon hears this, like, oh, whatever, tinfoil hat guy. Another one is effects on the eyes. There was a 1994 study that found that low-level millimeter microwave radiation, EMF radiation, produced lens opacity in rats. So meaning cataracts. Your lens is in the kind of dividing line between your anterior chamber of your eye and the posterior chamber. And its job, of course, is the focus. And so this is where you develop cataracts. And so even back 20 years ago, 25 years ago, they were saying that the use of cellular technology, this non-ionizing radiation, was going to be causing problems to the lenses in our eyes, therefore leading to blindness to a certain extent. I guess you can get lens replacement or get the cataracts removed. But honestly, I don't want anyone cutting into my eye. I did show my students once a LASIK surgery and I freaked them out, which it should, because it is quite frightening how they do it. There was a 1992 study on the effects on the heart showing that frequencies in the range of 53 to 78 gigahertz, which is around where 5G is supposed to be, impacted heart rate variability in rats. Great. And also cause frogs to have a heart rate arrhythmia. Nice. Another one is immune system effects. There was a 2002 Russian study. We love the Russians here. They examined the effects of 42 gigahertz microwave radiation to the blood of healthy mice, and it showed that it had a weakening of their white blood cells and actually diminished their white blood cell count. Not good, not good. Higher rate of infections. Another one was, there was a 2016 Armenian study, former Soviet Union, so we still got this Russia connection here, Armenia, home of the Kardashians, and it shows the effects on cell growth rate. So it showed that, again, non-ionizing electromagnetic radiation at the power proposed by 5G showed that certain bacteria in our body, the most common ones being E. coli and other bacteria, that the waves had to depress their growth. And so they're concerned that this might do the same thing for human cells. But hey, let's look at the bright side. If it's depressing the growth of bacteria, maybe we can somehow tweak it to shoot it at cancer to slow down the growth, the metastatic growth of cancer cells. But we all know that ain't going to happen because, again, cancer is a humongous sham. Listen to the Susan G. Komen one. But come on. Cancer is used as a form of population control in this country, right? Give us sick, 1 in 2 men will be diagnosed with cancer, 1 in 3 women. Prolong it as much as you can. Make as much money off of us while we're cancerous sick with the chemo and the radiation, and then kill us off as a form of population control. But hey, I'm not saying that. A. Gregory Luna is saying that, all right? So another thing is effects on bacterial resistance. The same Armenian study, we love the Armenians, show that the effect of non-ionizing EMF radiation, mainly on water, cell plasma membranes, and genomes too, and they showed that this could lead to a high rate of bacterial resistance, and we already know that there's an issue with antibiotic-resistant bugs like staph, and so this could have a humongous problem because it could lead to more bacteria resistance, and Lord knows, because of all the antimicrobial hand washing soaps that we use and all the overuse of antibiotics, that we don't need any more help with bacteria resistance because we're literally like 2 antibiotics away from having a superbug wipe us out. Okay, so these are some of the things that could potentially lead to problems once 5G is in. So we're going to have sleep problems. We're going to have migraines. We're going to have headaches. We could have gliomas and cancers and infertility and hormone disruption, all the typical stuff that's been linked to electromagnetic problems in addition to the aforementioned ones I just mentioned. All right, let's take a quick break and then we're going to talk about the Internet of Things. Okay, so I don't know much about the Internet of Things, doing research on this episode and learning about 5G. So the Internet of Things apparently is going to be like the super connectivity of everything. So if you listen to the episode on our smart devices spying on us, one of the things is like all of our computers have that little camera, right? The one you can do with FaceTiming. And those cameras can be turned on all the time. Our computer, our cable boxes have the capability to listen and to actually spy on us. Literally can. Our Alexa, again, it's everything sold on convenience. Our Siri, they're always listening, right? Ostensibly, it's because, oh, you might ask a question about when's Norah Jones's new album coming out or something like that. So they're always listening to us. So the plan on the Internet of Things, and there's a lot of aspects of this that's coming out. And this is one of the reasons why big telecom and all these companies are so hyped about 5G. It's because money is to be made from this. A lot of money, and it's not necessarily what you think where the money is going to be made. So the Internet of Things is going to be super connectivity. So all of the devices in our house will become smart. Our washing machine will become smart, and it'll know when you need to buy new detergent. And it's just going to make things a lot, quote unquote, easier for us when our dishwasher is smart. And pretty much every electrical device is going to be smart. But here's the issue. Privacy, right? I mean, we don't really even think about this. You remember about 4 years ago, the NSA, the National Security Administration, came out and admitted, and the media covered this, how the NSA intercepts our text messages. It intercepts in the name of terrorism, right? The Patriot Act, Section 802 of the Patriot Act, when Bush passed it, you know, and it classified a terrorist so vaguely that the law of Homeland Security and all this could be used against us common people. But it's so vague that there's no privacy anymore. And the NSA, they admit it. Yeah, we can intercept and listen to your phone calls. Yeah. You know, we can read your text messages. We can spy using our devices. And I know a lot of you are like, Greggy, this is bull-ass. This is total lies. I strongly suggest that you look this up if you think that I am lying to you. But everything, we're being eavesdropped by Big Brother. And so a lot of you don't even know about the Fourth Amendment. So really, the Fourth Amendment should be protecting us from this. This is unreasonable search and seizure, right? Cops can't go into your house without a warrant. Most of us don't know that. Cops can't go into your car without a warrant. So what they do is they sell this on convenience, right? Oh, Alexa, when's Norah Jones' new album coming out? Oh, look, dishwasher, you're telling me when I need new dishwasher stuff. We all sell this cool tech stuff, and you don't know you are making a Faustian pact with the devil. For this technology, you are giving away your privacy. And so look, even way back in 2012, the CIA admitted that it wants to spy on you using smart devices. And Slate, the online magazine, reported on this back in 2012. And they even had David Petraeus, who was a CIA director at the time, reportedly noted, quote, smart appliances connected to the internet could someday be used by the CIA to track individuals. Of course, terrorists, right? Who's a terrorist? If your grocery list generating refrigerator knows when you're home, the CIA could too by using geolocation data from your wired appliances. Okay, just like your phones. You know, your phones are really tracking devices masquerading as, you know, app holders for your Snap and your Instagram and your internet and all the nonsense that we do on our phone. But really, it's just a tracking device. And if you don't believe me, there's a setting on your phone where it shows you, and I can't remember how to get to it, it shows you every location you've been in the last month, how many minutes you were there. So some of you spouses, you think your spouse is cheating on you, go access that part of the phone because you'll find out addresses and how long they were there. It's crazy controlling, crazy Big Brother grid. Items of interest will be located, identified, monitored, and remotely controlled through technology such as radio frequency identification, sensor networks, tiny embedded servers, and energy harvesters, all connected to 5G. Last year, 2017, U.S. intelligence boss James Clapper said that the government was spying Americans through Internet of Things. He said, quote, in the future, intelligence services might use the Internet of Things for identification, surveillance, monitoring, location tracking, and targeting for recruitment, or to gain access to network or user credentials. So look, the big reason why this is problematic is privacy, for sure. Absolutely, right? If you want to watch TV naked, you should be able to watch TV naked and not worry about, you know, like the Jennifer Lawrence leaking of photos or some sex tape or something like that. If you're having sex with your partner on the couch and you didn't know your Mac is up and it's recording it or whatever. And of course, these are all hyperboles, but you understand my point. But the big money is here. So it's data mining, of course. Data mining is the big cash cow. How do you think Facebook stays in business? How do you think all your favorite apps stay in business? Go back to that episode on Steve Jobs, okay? Episode 78, I think. And he admits it. And then the Chris Parker, the guy who created Napster, who was the CEO of Facebook for a little while, he admitted, yeah, we all created these devices to data mine so we can sell these to third parties who will use it for advertising and other things. So every time you're on Facebook, every time you put a picture of your kid, all that's tracked, everything's tracked. And if you don't believe me, go buy something on Amazon. Next time you're on a page anywhere that has Google Ads, boom, whatever you bought or something similar, there's going to be an ad for it. Everything is data mined and tracked. This is why big telecom and all these companies are putting tons of money into the Internet of Things. because there's going to be money from data mining accruing all this stuff. And Lord knows they already accrue so much data mining. Your courtesy cards when you go to CVS or your supermarket, that's all sold to third parties. Your thumbprint when you go to amusement parks, if you're working at some job where you have to put your fingerprint in like you're a freaking common criminal, that is sold to a third party. Everything is going to be sold to a third party. Your insurance is going to find out about it. Your rates will go up. If your smart refrigerator notices you have ice cream and all this crap junk food in there, your rates could potentially go up. Like, oh, we've noticed, you know, Miss Doe, that you're eating a lot of ice cream. And so we're worried that you're going to die young. And so we're just going to raise your rates and get some money off of you. So this is frightening. This is frightening. All right, let's take a break and finish up. Surveillance, monitoring, documenting, data mining, getting us sick, making money off of us sheeple. That is the goal. That is the goal. They don't give a damn about your health. Big business never gives a damn about your health. But look, there are some voices crying out in the wilderness. Let me quote some of these guys. Professor Trevor Marshall over in the Director of Autoimmunity Research Foundation says, quote, the new 5G wireless technology involves millimeter waves at extremely high frequencies, producing photons of much greater energy than 4G or Wi-Fi. Allowing this technology to be used without proving its safety is reckless in the extreme, as the millimeter waves are known to have a profound effect on all parts of the human body. Olga Sheehan, former World Health employee and author of the book No Safe Place, quote, the plans to beam highly penetrative 5G millimeter radiation at us from space must surely be one of the greatest follies ever conceived by mankind. There will be nowhere safe to live. Ronald Powell, PhD, letter to the FCC, Federal Communication, on 5G expansion. Quote, it would irradiate everyone, including the most vulnerable to harm from radio frequency radiation, pregnant women, unborn children, young children, teenagers, men of reproductive age, the elderly, the disabled, and the chronically ill. Clearly, Mr. Powell here does not know the plans of population control, because that is the exact point. Men of reproductive age. Go back to that episode. Episode, what, 40? Sperm count has dropped by 50% in the last 25 years. Do you think that's accidental, that all these hormone disruptors men are exposed to, the birth control pills in our water, which is shrinking our testicles? This is not an accident, guys. This is not an accident. So look, what can you do to protect yourself? Buy an EMF reader. You can get these EMF readers. I'll put a link on the episode notes. You can buy them on Amazon. That way you can have one in your house to see how high your electromagnetic frequency radiation is. That could help. But look, you probably have a smart meter in your house for electricity outside. They used to, for several years, allow you to opt out and stay with the conventional one, but now it's mandatory. You probably have a smart TV. You definitely have a smart computer. It's coming everywhere, but an EMF reader would help. Another thing you can do, I talk about that episode 13 really early on, five toxins you got to remove from your house. One of them is Wi-Fi. Turn off your router at night. You don't need it. Also, it helps your kids not to get hooked on porn, your boys watching in the middle of the night, or your girls watching Netflix at 2 a.m. and affecting their sleep. Unplug the router, take the cord. Okay, that is another thing you can do. Know where your exposure is coming from and mitigate it. At work, yeah, good luck on that. It's going to be hard. Wear your tinfoil hat, right? And look, there's a lot of things online. You can go to websites. Just type in EMF protection. And, you know, there's going to be like the little dots you can put on your phones. There's cell phone cases. There's like things you can put on your wall. I don't honestly know if they're effective or not, but you can go down that road. So my takeaway is this. This sheetrock is coming. We have to protect ourselves. And you might notice, and you might listen to this in 2019. I mean, we're only a month away from it. And, you know, because these podcasts are evergreen, as they say, you know, they apply all the time. And so you might be listening to this and you might notice, hey, I got more headaches. Hey, I can't sleep as well. hey, I'm getting seizures, I'm getting autoimmune problems. These are all a lack of concentration, cognition. These are all classic signs of EMF overexposure. So try not to buy Spartan devices. Turn off your router, buy an EMF reader, and try to minimize your exposure, because this is coming down the pipe and we are royally effed. Because look, guys, the same thing with cell phones, all electromagnetic radiation. There are no longitudinal studies. We've had smartphones for 10 years, iPads, 10 years. That's it. So the studies that are coming out where they've tracked people for 5-10 years, maybe going into the 90s with the old cell phones, and they're already showing increased risk of infertility, increased risk of hormone problems, increased risk of autoimmune problems, increased risk of acoustic neuroma cancer in the brain, glioma cancer in the brain, sperm reduction. All these things are freaking out. And that's just studies that have been out 10, 15 years. We don't know the effect of cell phones on us for 40 years. We're not going to know this for another 20, 25, 30 years. And big telecom knows the studies because they obfuscate it. But this is frightening. What is our health going to be like when we have 5G, 6G, 10G, and all this other nonsense? We are like the little frog in the water, and they're just cranking it up, either in the form of radiation or the drugs or the toxins in our food and the panoply of other issues that they're throwing on us. We are just these stupid little sheeple and these little frogs being boiled. So all you can do is tell other people about it, educate yourself, protect your kids, and share this information. And hopefully, you know, we can protect ourselves to a certain extent. All right, guys, last thing, as always, hit the subscribe button. Reviews are coming in the wazoo. I've gotten something like 30 reviews in the last week, which is great. Thank you so much for those. It really helps with the ranking. Guys, I know who listens to this. I mean, I don't track you. I don't know your name or anything like that, but I know the numbers. And please, if each of you could post a review on your phone, it would mean a world to me. Just search the episode, Holistic Health News, look at the picture, hit the picture, scroll down a little, you'll see the reviews, hit write a review, type in whatever, 3 stars, 4 stars, preferably 5 stars. And you don't even have to type in anything, just 5 stars, boom, hit send. That's it. That's it. That's all I need. Please, if you're not going to donate money to help defray the cost of the podcast, okay, and I understand that, then just post a review, guys. I can't stress enough how important it is to get this information out. The more reviews we get higher on the rankings, more people are exposed to it. And that is important to me, not because I'm making tons of money. I'm a freaking teacher. I'm making no money off of this, complete honesty. But it's because this information is important. Like I tell my students, some of them want to be architects. Most of them want to be pop stars or sell CBD oil at some vape store or whatever. But the one thing that we all have in common, every human, is to live a long life and to have a good quality of life and to protect our children. And for us to do that, we need to educate. We need to educate ourselves on these freaking toxins that big business is shoving in our face all the time. So share these episodes with people and please give us a review. All right, guys, until next time, appreciate you listening. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to NPE Radio and Holistic Health News. Visit our website at naturopathicearth.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Holistic News Now and at our Facebook page at Naturopathic Earth. Please consider a donation at patreon.com/naturopathicearth. Buy The Confessions of an Obese Child ebook on Amazon or Barnes & Noble Nook. Consider subscribing to our podcast. And as always, please post an honest review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to this. And remember, the core belief at NPE, let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. Until next time, music courtesy of Nine Inch Nails.